Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBolts with you today for the Moab Daily Power of Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning, closing down another big week, closing out the month of March. And I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. I got to tell you, I really enjoy our time together. It has been fantastic first quarter of the year. Hopefully, you're having some great success. Your business is kicking and cranking, and you're starting to develop that momentum. And I want to tell you that this is the final call of March, the final call of the not just the month, but of the quarter. So I want to send you off thinking about things, not just into the weekend, but I really want you to think about this. Just like I do on a Thursday, I like to give you something to kind of chew on and then work on over the next several days. And when we come back on Monday, we can put it into action. I want to start off with a story. Back in the old days when I was in flight school in the United States Navy, one of my very first flights in flight school, my instructor, we were up at about 5,000 feet flying down the coastline of Texas. On the right side of the airplane was the great state of Texas. On the left side, the Gulf of Mexico. The instructor takes the controls, puts that T-34 Mentor into a nosedive and said, "You've got the controls." Now, I'm looking down at the ground. I mean, we're pointed straight at it. Airspeed's picking up, the engine's starting to make that sound, you know, like, you're, oh my gosh, just like in the movies where you're thinking, oh my gosh, they're flying out, you're falling out of the sky. I have to tell you, I hesitated. I froze up. In all honesty, I totally locked up. I'm like, what did he just do? The ground is racing at us. I can see on the left side the water, on the right side the land, the beach coming at us. And he calmly takes the controls back. I just wasn't ready for that. It didn't matter how much I'd studied for that flight. I'd studied all the checklists, studied all the procedures. He pulled that out of left field on me. That was not supposed to be in the training plan for the day. It wasn't supposed to be instructor takes controls, points the nose at the ground, and flies the aircraft, you know, seemingly into oblivion to see what the student will do. That was not on the game plan. But it was interesting because he asked a very important question. He's like, DeBolt, what if I had a heart attack? What if something happened to me and I wasn't here to bail you out? Man, it totally changed my life, changed the way I approached not just flying airplanes, but how I approach preparation for anything I do. Next day, same instructor, goes out there, same kind of airplane, almost the same direction, same everything, puts the airplane inverted. Upside down. I'm looking up at the ground. It was nuts, man. We're flying totally upside down. And he says to me, you know what? Everybody needs to go inverted from time to time. Now, this may sound like a daredevil, you know, instructor pilot. This may sound like, oh, yeah, that's military aviation for you. But it's a tremendous metaphor for business and for life. Here's what happens when you go inverted. The blood rushes to your head. You see what's not secured. I mean, like, if you've got quarters or pens or, you know, paper or whatever floating around in the airplane, all of a sudden, boom, it lands right above you. It suddenly came out of your pocket. So you suddenly see everything that wasn't tied down. You get a whole new perspective on life because now you actually see everything. There's nothing in the way. There's no control panel. There's no instrument panel. The wings of the aircraft aren't in the way. You look up and you can see everything that was once underneath you. And it's also challenging and fun. Let's be honest. I mean, it's like the best roller coaster ride in the world. But maybe that's just me. Some people don't like that kind of stuff. I will tell you this, though. In business and life, these same things apply. Rarely, rarely do people go inverted when it comes to life. It's far safer to go with routine, right? It's far more predictable, and it feels safer to be upright, to not push our boundaries, to not push our comfort zones, to not do something or see something from a new perspective. We've worked hard, by the way, to develop our belief patterns. We've worked hard to develop what I called consistency earlier this week. And so why break that? Well, I want to talk to you today about the importance of going inverted in your business and in your life. Think about that this weekend. Think about what you can do to shake things up. Not just in your careers, not just in these businesses that you're building, but in your everyday life, maybe even your relationships. When I went inverted, when he started turning the plane in all these different directions, it was very uncomfortable, and I signed up for that. I wanted that. How many times have we said to ourselves, man, I'll do whatever it takes. You just give me the opportunity. You give me one chance, and I'll do whatever it takes. And then we're given the chance, we're given the opportunity, and we're put into a challenging situation, and we're like, whoa, this is not what I signed up for. Kind of like when I locked up in the cockpit the first time when he pointed the airplane straight at the ground. I signed up for that. Now, it may not have been put on all the recruiting posters. It may not have been the thing that I thought about, oh, I'm going to go straight nose down and fly toward the ground today. But it's part of the game, man. I mean, military aviation is dangerous. It's tactical. It's it's everything but straight and level. I should have known better. Business is the same way. Business is not straight and level. You're going to work your tail off. You're going to burn more midnight oil than you ever would in a job. If you want reliability, stay with a job. If you want consistent work hours, if you don't want to work late at night and get up early in the morning, stay with a job. But JT, I already work late at night and stay with a job. I'm telling you, stay with a job. You work less hours in a job than you would ever building a business. It's just reality. Now, over time, you get to a place where you're not working as many hours, for sure. But as you start to do things that are big, you start creating your own products, you start launching new businesses, you start doing this or doing that, all of a sudden you find yourself doing the things that you were running away from when you went to leave that job. Sometimes you got to go inverted to see the big picture, the full picture. When you're looking up at the ground, it changes everything. All of a sudden you see things differently in a more beautiful way. It's pretty amazing, actually. I mean, listen, if you have the ability, if you have the privilege, because it is a privilege, to go with a stunt pilot, I guess. I don't know what else you'd do in the civilian world. Go fly with somebody who can fly aerobatics, right? And actually have them, you know, take you flying and go upside down. If you're a pilot yourself, you've probably done this before. It's amazing. But if you ever go fly upside down and look up at the earth, it's a completely different relationship. It's amazing. And if you fly close enough to the ground, not super low, it changes everything as well because your perspective changes, right? Try it literally in an airplane, but try it in life. And here's what I want you to do this weekend. Number one is do something spontaneous. This weekend, go out and do something that you didn't think you were going to do on Monday or even this morning when you woke up. Something spontaneous. Take a trip. Go to a new restaurant. Go to an art museum. Go out of state. Do whatever you have to do. Order that thing that you can't pronounce at the restaurant that you've been going, that you've never been to, that you've been walking past, but you said, oh, we should go eat there sometime. Go order something on that menu that you don't recognize or something you've never had, something that you don't even know what it is. Instead of ordering the same thing at the same restaurant, challenge yourself to do something spontaneous. Feel the experimentation. That's it. The exhilaration from experimentation, the exhilaration of adventure. Even if it's something as simple as ordering something you've never eaten before, maybe it means going out and doing something. Maybe it means volunteering. Maybe it means talking to somebody who has a different belief than you. I have a friend of mine who believes something so, in my mind, so ridiculous and out of line. I just can't, like, wrap my head around it. It's a belief. He's kind of this, like, conspiracy theory guy. So I asked him. I'm like, hey, educate me because I think you're completely nuts. I love you like a brother, but I think you're crazy. And it was fun to have that conversation with him. Now, I don't agree with him, but I was open. I listened to him, and it at least gave me a different perspective on what he saw, his belief pattern. I thought, man, I knew, you know, I thought I knew everything about his belief. Now I know something different. I still think he's crazy. I still think what his belief pattern is completely messed up. But I at least took the time to really listen to him. It didn't change who I was, and that was kind of cool. You can go out and do the same thing. I think people won't go out and do that. They won't talk to, you know, let's do politics for 10 seconds. You know I hate politics. I refuse to talk about it, but I'll give you this example. If you love Trump, go talk to an anti-Trump person. If you're anti-Trump, go talk to a Trump supporter. And actually be open and honest. Don't cut each other off. Listen. Let them be the big mouth, the loud mouth, whatever it is. And you just listen. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Now, you may say, oh, dude, I already knew that. They're crazy. They're stupid people. Listen, just try it. Do something that completely takes you off your balance, takes you off equilibrium. But be spontaneous about it. Don't go into it with an agenda. Next is say yes. Say yes to something you've always wanted to do. Something you'd never do on a date, like something that if somebody came up to you and said, hey, on your list of things to do today, do you have skydiving, right? Or do you have, you know, swimming with the sharks or jumping into ice cold water? No, that wasn't exactly on my list of things to do today. Do it. Or if you're not in the position to do it, maybe you say, hey, listen, I'd love to go skydiving, but right now it's not a possibility. Then set it up for 2 weeks from now, 6 weeks from now, something that pushes you to actually have to go do it. Why? Because saying yes to the stuff that you've always wanted to say yes to, but not saying yes to it, is the worst form of self-punishment. Come on, what are we, children here? What are you, grounded? Did you do something to deserve that? Of course not. Start saying yes. Start flying upside down. Start flying inverted. Start saying to yourself, you know what, damn it, I've always wanted to write a book. Write your first page. Write your first 1,000 words. Hey, I've always wanted to, you know, tour the Alps. Then set up a time in your life when you're going to go. Schedule the damn trip. Buy the concert tickets. Go to the museum. Do whatever it is you have to do. And if you're saying to yourself, dude, time and money are not, they're working against me right now, then you've got to learn how to get past that. Start saying yes instead of giving yourself every reason to say no. Next is to be brave. Do not half-ass this, my friends. Don't resist it. Don't hesitate it. Go full in. Because when you say yes to what you want to do and you go full all the way in, you need, like they always say, that's kind of cliche at this point, 20 seconds of courage. You say yes, and you go all in that moment when, before you have a chance to talk yourself out of it, when you're like, holy crap, I can't believe I'm doing this, that's the time to do it. It takes a certain amount of courage. You got to be brave. 20 seconds of bravery or courage or whatever the cliche is, but you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what that feeling is. Going inverted upside down in an airplane, even though you know it's coming, now when I do it, it's like, awesome, man. Woo, inverted. I love it. But in the first part, I was like, I can't believe we're doing this, and he's having me physically control the airplane upside down. And then as soon as I did it, I'm like, man, this is awesome. It almost became second nature. Imagine the stuff, right? Now, think about this. Picture yourself in a place where the stuff that scares you but it would exhilarate you, the stuff you know you want to do, became second nature. Oh, man, I've always wanted to do stand-up comedy, but I could never just stand-up comedy, go do it, and imagine how you'll feel when you're like, that's what I do, man. That's my gig. That's my thing. Skydiving, whatever it is. And it doesn't, by the way, listen, it doesn't always have to be a high-risk behavior. Sometimes it's just that thing that we've always wanted to do. Maybe you've always wanted to have that ability to just strike up conversations, to be that person that's outgoing enough, confident enough to walk up to a total stranger and start a conversation. Go do it! Maybe you've always wanted to be that person that could plant beautiful flowers. You say to yourself, man, I don't have a green thumb. I have a black thumb. I kill everything I touch. Maybe it's time to go out, buy some plants, and start working on your green thumb. Maybe it's time to start building that business. Maybe it's time to start going out there and actually writing your ad copy, making your videos, doing those blog posts when you say, oh, I suck at that. That's not my thing. Instead of thinking about that, go out and do it, man. This is the weekend to make it happen. But here's the thing. More than just being brave is facing that fear. Public speaking, singing, stand-up comedy, I don't care what it is, making videos, facing that fear and then sharing it, documenting it. Bring a friend, bring a loved one to show them. Say, hey, listen, I need you to catch me when I pass out, right? Or I need you to take a picture of this so that I believe it when it's all said and done because I'm gonna lose my mind after I do this. If they're your personal documenter, if they're your photographer, if they're the whatever, the documentarian, then all of a sudden you have a team member in success. And the success in this case is you going inverted in life. You doing that thing that feels crazy, that feels dangerous maybe, that feels frightening, and you're finally doing it. The effects that it has on your business, your career, your life will be far-reaching. It'll go way past the ripple effect, my friend. It'll go way past the moment you do it. This weekend will be the spark. That's it. It'll just be the spark, but it'll be the spark that ignites a fire that will burn on and on and on. So this weekend, go inverted. This weekend, do something spontaneous. Say yes. Be brave. Face fear and share it. Share it with someone. I'm not talking about put it on Facebook and Pinterest. You don't have to do that unless you want to. I'm talking about share the experience one-to-one, face-to-face with somebody you love, somebody that's like your partner in crime, child, spouse, family. Doesn't matter who it is, as long as it's important to you. That's my challenge to you this weekend. It's an amazing way to close out a month, an amazing way to close out an entire quarter, and a great way to tee yourself up for success as we open up the page to a new chapter, a new month, and a new quarter. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday. Looking forward to doing it again on Monday. Go out there and have an absolutely amazing weekend. Spend time doing the things you love and maybe some of the things you don't necessarily love but you fear. The thing that's been haunting you, knocking on your heart, saying, let me out, let's do this. Do that this weekend and take somebody you love with you. Come back on Monday, refreshed, recharged, ready to kick ass, and I will be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you Monday.